Day. This is Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge,
your hometown voice.
And now your host, the Rogue announcer, Jeff Smith.
Welcome to Rogue Talk. This is Jeff Smith, and this is Rogue Talk for March 10th, 2017. And we've got a great show for you today on a beautiful day in Rogue River, probably the warmest day we've had this year. And after all the snow we've gotten, it's nice to see some sunshine. I had to even take my sweatshirt off. It was so warm out there today. So going to be a great show. We're going to change up the order of things today. I'm going to do the news and the sports and whatever other things we have to promote today. We'll do that at the end of the show today. And the main reason for that is we have a new contest we're running right now here at 94.3 The Bridge, and coming on to help me promote it is my boss and the guy that's brave enough to put me on his show once in a while, the Pastor Evan Gigline. Welcome to Rogue Talk.
I'm your boss. That means I can fire you, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, you can cut my pay by half, too, if you want.
I have been working on my Donald Trump line, so I might have to use that.
Just don't give me the Arnold line, you know, to the chopper or whatever it is.
That didn't work out so well.
No, it didn't. So you were so desperate to defeat me and the Rogue Talk mascot in this NCAA bracket coming up that we decided to make a contest out of it. So how's that going to work?
Well, first of all, it was mostly the Rogue Talk mascot. You're just kind of an added plus. But yeah, so we have a gift certificate from Tarasco's Mexican Restaurant for $50. That's a pretty good gift card to probably have several meals at Tarasco's. And the way to win it is to fill out a NCAA March Madness bracket, something that a lot of people do. And we've been utilizing services provided by ESPN. And just on our website, 943thebridge.com, there's a logo there for the ESPN March Madness bracket. Click on that, and you can give more of the details on how it works. But make an account. Fill out a bracket Sunday night or anytime after the final game before the playoffs, and see if you can beat me.
Yeah. Now, so if you go, you can download the app on either one of the app stores, either for the Apple App Store or Google Play. There's an app there for the ESPN Bracket Challenge. You can download the app or you can do it online. You go online. The easiest way to do that is just go to our website, 943thebridge.com. Right on the homepage, there's a link. Click on that link. You can, if you already have an account with ESPN, you can just sign in and do your bracket. You want to search for our group. Our group is 94.3 The Bridge, pretty simple. And we've already got a handful of people signed up. Nobody's picked their brackets yet because the teams aren't
good strategy.
Yeah, aren't out yet. You could do a bracket, but it would probably not be in contention at the end. But
now, you were saying that the winner will get to pick the gift card up here at the studio.
Yeah, we
for all those listening online.
if you want to play from out of the area, you're welcome to play. But if you win, you realize that Pastor Gigline and I will be using your gift card for Tarasco's. Seeing as it's not a chain, it would be tough to use it. So we'd like to limit it to
anyone willing to travel.
Anyone willing to travel far enough to go to Tarasco's. But honestly, if you listen to the show and you want to play, I'll say this right now. If somebody from out of town wins, I'll make it worth your while. We won't give you the gift card, but we'll get you something else. May not be worth $50, but but at least it'll...
I was going to say, you're really going out there to say that.
Yeah, we'll make it worth your while somehow. We'll figure something out. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I did the bracket. Actually, this is their 20th year of ESPN doing their bracket challenge. And I did it for the first time last year, believe it or not. Cameron, the Rogue Talk mascot, and I, we did a few brackets, and he destroyed me last year.
You know, it's going to be one of those situations, you know, where some girl will just like pick on the basis of her favorite colors or favorite mascot and she'll win the whole thing.
Yeah.
That might be how this works.
Yeah. So is that how you're picking your games then?
A little bit more strategy than that, but not too much more.
Well, when you said some girl, I just assumed I...
Yeah. Uh-huh.
See, the trash talking has started already. So,
the kind of Christian love we want to have in the midst of all this.
That's right. That's right. So it's going to be one bracket per person on allowed. You can do up to 24 brackets with ESPN, and that, actually they have some really good prizes you can win from their challenge. So you're actually entering two things at once if you join our group. You'll still be in the ESPN contest. So if you happen to pick one of those top brackets, you could win something way better than Tarasco's. But at least if you don't, you're going to have a pretty good shot at winning Tarasco's. So once again, our group is 94.3 The Bridge. So search for that group. Add your bracket to that group. You can do it right now. You won't want to pick your games yet. You can pick your bracket after Sunday night. The selection process happens live on TV. Once that's out, ESPN will update those brackets and you can start picking your games.
So would you recommend people listening to maybe make their account right now and just kind of get it figured out so that way they can pick their team Sunday night?
I would, and for no other reason, if you have trouble finding 94.3 The Bridge, if you look for the group and you can't find it, send us an email, and that email is feedback@943thebridge.com. And so if you have trouble finding the group or need some help signing up for an account, all you need is an email. You don't need anything else. I think they ask for a name, but you don't have to give phone number, address, any of that. But we can send you an invite right from the app. So it will make it maybe a little easier to sign up if you're not quite sure what you're doing there. So definitely contact us if you want to do that. And actually, while I'm talking about contacting us, if you'd like to call the show today, and I'll tell you, we've got another great guest. I'll tell you in a minute here. We got a little different phone number today. We're going to try and have the lines open so you can call in while I have the guest on the line today. And in order to do that, we have a little different phone number. That number is 541-299-9040. So 541-299-9040. That's how you can reach the show today. And I will give that number out again in a little bit. But so again, if you have any trouble with it, but you want to be in that contest, and it's a lot of fun. And I believe if my memory serves me right, once the bracket has been established and the contest starts, I believe there's a chat feature on there where you can communicate with people in your group and such. So it can be a lot of fun. I know Cameron and I had a great time last year going, oh, you know, I'm ahead of you now. And then a couple games would go by and then he would go by me and then he would stay past me the rest of the way. But it's a lot of fun, and I think it's a fun thing we can do with the station here. So we'll be promoting it all week long until Thursday. The first game is Thursday, so you have to have your bracket in by the tip-off of the first game of the tournament. And
do you know what time that tip-off is?
I don't. I can.
I just put you on the spot.
Yeah, I don't have the bracket
Thursday.
In front of me. There is some games previous to that, but those aren't part of the bracket challenge. Those are the bonus teams that they've added in the last few years. They've started adding. I think there's four teams that play two games in order to get into the tournament. I don't remember the exact details, but those games aren't part of the bracket, so you have until Thursday. I would get it done by Thursday morning because the first games are usually fairly early in the day, so you know, maybe even get it done Wednesday night. And according to Mike in the truck, the first game is at 9 a.m. On Thursday, so thank you to Mike in the truck. He's always right there with those details for us. And so you probably want to get him in Wednesday night just to be safe. You don't want to be late because they'll cut you off as soon as that game starts. It's just like betting. It's just like betting on something. Once the event starts, you can't bet on it any longer.
Does Mike's truck make it to Rogue River with that? I'm just wondering if I have to contend with his picks.
Yeah, Mike and the truck will probably throw a bracket in there, I would imagine. even if he has to donate the gift certificate to the mascot, his nephew.
I thought he would maybe donate it to the station manager, but I don't know.
Well, you know, he might. He doesn't like the host of Rogue Talk that much, so you might have a shot at getting that.
All right.
But yes, he's a huge sports fan. In fact, he's a big reason why I'm such a huge sports fan. And so, yeah, I just got confirmation he will be putting a bracket in there. So he might
Good
even
to know.
Make the trip to come and eat at Tarasco's. I've been trying to get him to come do some color announcing for us. And maybe if he wins the bracket, I can get him up here and he can even do a baseball game with us.
Boy, if he comes up this way, he might be actually looking for his compensation check.
Yeah.
We've been saying it's in the mail, but if he comes here.
Well, I can tell him that he makes 10 times what I make. So he'll be happy to find that out.
Perfect.
So anything else you wanted to say about the contest? We're kind of excited about having this.
And maybe
if we do this
Spread
again. Yeah, if we do this again next year, maybe we can up the ante. We'll get a couple more sponsors and see if we can make it a bigger and bigger event. We can compete with ESPN. We'll have our own app and everything.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, that'll happen. Okay, well, then that's all we're going to have for you for this first segment. And when I come back, I'm going to have my very first guest on Rogue Talk is coming back to the show today, Seth Gretz. And he's been doing some more great things up there at OIT. And we're going to talk to him about what he's been doing. And so that's all we got for you for this break. I'm going to learn how to use the computer properly, and we will take a break here. And when I come back, we will have Seth Gretz. So don't go away.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Radio without all that junk. You're listening to 94.3 The Bridge.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with your NBA action. Yesterday was Detroit over Cleveland, 106-101. The Clippers stopped Memphis, 114-98. Oklahoma City broke San Antonio's 9-game winning streak in a 102-92 victory. Thunder guard Victor Oladipo.
Just got to build on it. Do what we did well, carry it over. The little things that we didn't do so well, we got to get better at.
That's why Portland needed overtime to beat the Sixers 114-108. It was the Lakers 122 and Phoenix 110. National Hockey League action yesterday, Carolina 4, Rangers 3. It was the Lightning over Minnesota 4-1. Toronto beat the Flyers 4-2. Ducks 1, Blackhawks nothing. Ottawa over Arizona 3-2 in overtime. The Avalanche beat New Jersey 3-2. Calgary shut out Montreal 5-0. It was the Islanders 4, Vancouver 3 in OT. Kings 3, Nashville 2. San Jose over Washington 4-2. This is SRN Sports. AP Top 25 College Basketball's tournament time. The big surprise yesterday, number 1, Kansas, was upset by TCU 85-82. NFL news, the season is technically underway as the free agency period opened yesterday. The Chicago Bears have released Jay Cutler after 8 unfulfilling seasons that included just 1 postseason appearance. The Bears went 3-13 last season while Cutler missed 11 games due to thumb and shoulder injuries. Tony Romo remained with the Cowboys as the first day of free agency wrapped up, though the quarterback essentially said goodbye to Dallas fans in a video posted on Twitter. The Browns have acquired quarterback Brock Osweiler from Texas for a 4th-round selection, a 2018 second-round pick, and a 6th-rounder. Osweiler went 8-6 in 14 starts for Houston last season. The Washington Redskins have fired general manager Scott McLuhan after 2 seasons at the helm. Club president Bruce Allen announced the firing yesterday, giving no further comment. This is SRN Sports.
Hello, Kubo. What have you got planned for today?
Come on, this way.
Adventure can be found anywhere, but the best place to start is in the forest.
It's the most powerful magic there is.
Head outside to discover incredible animals.
Wow.
And beautiful plants that come together to create an unforgettable adventure. So grab your loved ones and explore a world of possibilities. Visit discovertheforest.org to find the closest forest or park to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
welcome back to Rogue Talk. And now joining me on the phone from Klamath Falls, the very first guest that I had on my very first Rogue Talk show, Seth Gretz. Seth, welcome to Rogue Talk.
Thanks, Jeff. It's glad to be back.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you back, and the circumstances of why we've got you back are really pretty cool. So let's jump right into this here. You finished third at the NAIA Indoor Nationals in the heptathlon. So
correct.
First thing I got to ask you is, how the heck do you get training in Klamath Falls in order to qualify for the Indoor Nationals?
You know, Jeff, that's a funny question, because honestly, we really didn't. This winter has been especially hard on us. This was the first nice day of weather we've had, and everything's been covered in snow. And so at Nationals, it was my second time doing almost every event, other than when I qualified down in Santa Barbara. So honestly, I'm not really sure. I think I was just kind of going off of what I already, you know, had under my belt. Because once you learn how to do something, it doesn't necessarily go away. It's kind of like riding a bike. And I've been doing it long enough now to where I kind of have a general basis of how everything works. So I was able just to, out of pure, skill or talent, I guess. I don't know how else to say, because I really didn't get a whole lot of practice in.
Yeah, well, that was kind of my suspicion about this, was with all the snow we've been having, there was just no way really for you to train too much, so which makes it even more remarkable how well you did. I'm talking to Seth Gretz, and if anybody wants to call the show, maybe you want to talk to Seth, maybe you're Seth's buddy and you want to give him a hard time, you can do that at 541-299-9040. And I'm talking to Seth Gretz. And so what's the difference between the decathlon, which you finished fourth in the nation last year in, and the heptathlon, which is kind of the equivalent, the indoor equivalent to the decathlon?
Right. So the main difference is, since it's indoors, we have a space requirement that we have to meet. The place where we did it was at East Tennessee University in Johnson City, Tennessee, and it was a 270-meter flat track, which, I mean, a regular-sized track is 400 meters. So obviously we can't throw a javelin and discus inside because of, space requirements. And they also shorten things up because we don't have a 100-meter straight stretch. We do the 60-meter hurdles, and they take out the 400-meter dash from the decathlon. And then they take out the jab and the discus from the second day, and they turn the 110 hurdles into the 60-meter hurdles, and they change the 1500 into the 1000-meter run.
Okay, so let's talk about those events. You headed off to this tournament, and first of all, let's talk about some of your competitors. You finished behind the same two cats that you finished behind at the decathlon last year. Now, the winner from last year, he's gone. He graduated. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
But these other two fellas here, you've been chasing them for a little while now. And how do they raise your level of competition?
I mean, it's tremendous. Those guys are such great competitors and really, really nice guys. Winston Lawson, who got second, I competed with him down in Santa Barbara, and we qualified for the heptathlon for Nationals in the same meet. So this is like my, third or fourth time competing with that guy, and it's just really great. I mean, I love competing with them, not only because they're really good athletes and they push you to, to be better, because they're not just going to give it to you. And also, they're really nice guys, they make the competition really fun. And especially Lucas, the one who won, he's really good in several open events. I think he got second in the open 60-meter hurdles. And I think he got third or fourth in the open pole vault, which happened on Saturday. So, I mean, those guys, I know going into outdoor season, they're not going to stop training. And they're not going to stop taking it easy, because it's not just a gimme, So I'm really hoping that this, now that the weather's getting better and I'll have some time to train, I'm really hoping I can catch up to some of those guys in some of the events that I lacked in, you know, to get back at them because, you know, as nice as they are, I mean, I still want to win.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to beat them. Well, you mentioned right. the weather again, and that I'm going to jump one of my questions here because I had a question about the weather. There was some bad weather surrounding where this meet was taking place, and you almost ended up not having your poles for pole vault. Tell us what happened there.
Right. So when we flew into Charlotte, North Carolina, which is about a 3.5-4 hour drive from Johnson City, which we were competing and where we were staying. So when we flew into Charlotte, we got in and my poles didn't arrive through the oversized baggage claim. And I went up and I was like, hey, just wondering, you know, where this is. Well, they had no idea where they were. And so they said, well, we can let you know when they come in, but you're probably going to have to come get them. They're too large for us to ship or anything. So we wake up the next day in Johnson City, and my coach gets a call from them that the poles had come in. So he has to make an 8-hour trek through this gnarly storm that was hail the size of baseballs. There were tornadoes touching down all around him, and it was just craziness. But he made this 8-hour trek there and back to get me my poles so I could compete on Friday.
Yeah, that's right. And so obviously he was pretty pretty happy to have you participating in this meet. In fact, that he would go and go get those poles through all that crummy weather and 8 hours of driving. Now we've got a caller on the line. I don't know who this is, but let's find out. Hello caller. Welcome to Rogue Talk. Who am I talking to?
I have a question for Scott. Yeah, my name's Bob, and I was just wondering. If Seth had any recommendations for a novice to start running, you know, I've never ran a, you know, exercising to me is a little bit more like Chinese torture. And I was wondering if you had any suggestions for a couch potato to get more active. And I'll take my answer off.
He's going to take his answer off the air. His line's a little crummy, so we'll drop him. But go ahead, Seth, and see if you can answer his question.
Well, I mean, at first, I think I'd find something that you really enjoy to do. You know, track for me is not only something I'm good at, but it's also a hobby for me. I really enjoy doing all those events, and so I enjoy getting out and running and working out. And really, that's the number one thing you need to do is just find something you love to do. Because, you know, there's no point of going out and working if you don't enjoy doing it. You know, in high school, I played football and basketball, and I snowboarded, and really, all of that was what kept me active and got me outside doing stuff. So really just find something you like to do, whether it's, you know, frisbee golf, whether it's going liking to, you know, running or anything like that. Just make sure you're having fun doing it.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. And by the way, if you want to call the show, Bob is going to get $5 to Rogue Express. So the next two people that want to call in can also win that. And once again, that number is 541-299-9040, and I'm talking to Seth Gretz. And so, Seth, let's get back to that competition. Going into, let's see, where are we at here? So after the hurdles, in the hurdle race, you tied for fourth, and then after the hurdles, you were in sixth place with two events left. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay,
that's right.
So tell us what happened there, because this is where those poles that you were trying to find are going to come into play. So tell us what happened next.
Right. So I'll give you a little bit of a rundown, because what happened is kind of how the heptathlon and the decathlon is set up. So certain events are worth more the better you do. So there's a couple events that are highly weighted for points-wise, and one of those is pole vault. So if you can get up into the 15, 16 foot range, you know, you're really scoring a lot of points, compared to someone who's vaulting 10, 6 to someone who's vaulting 15 feet, there's about 400 points there, and 400 points is a very considerable amount of points. Thankfully, the hurdles and pole vault are two of my better events that are, and they're also worth more. So going into pole vault, I was able to vault my personal best, which was 15.5, and that shot me up really high, considering that several of those kids who were ahead of me did not vault well or just don't have the PR that I do. And that's what really separated me from everyone during that event, because that's what shot me from sixth to third place, and that's what kept me. Because in reality, I didn't have a great 1,000-meter run either, but I had created such a gap in the pole vault that I was able to stay at that third place.
Sure. So you mentioned the final run, the final event. Were you kind of sweating bullets on that event? Because that's probably not one of your bigger point events. Were you worried that someone might be able to catch you?
Of course, that's always in your mind. However, the 1,000-meter run isn't, like I said, it isn't weighted really heavily. Points-wise, so someone would have to have beaten me, dramatically to make up that point difference. Also, between every event, they come and give you a scores list that tells you what everyone else has for points, what the placings are at the time. And so I was able to look at the scores, see who was behind me closer, and then I was able to race strategically that as long as I beat those people who were close behind me, then they couldn't make up those points. And then the other people were just too far behind me. They would have had to run something, ridiculous to be able to beat me. So at that point, it's more strategy. But, of course, you're always sweating bullets. You're always afraid something's going to happen and you're just going to run really, really bad. But luckily, I was able to, hold it out for that last 1,000-meter run.
Sure. Now, we've gotten to talk a couple of times over just recently over the basketball season, and you had a little bit of an injury you've been fighting. Is that still a problem, or are you finally past that and able to train 100%?
Oh no, I was able to pass that pretty easily. I just took a little bit of time to just adjusted my workout schedule a little bit, and it was able to pass pretty quickly. I have aches and pains here every once in a while, but nothing that stopped me, from competing at my best.
Sure. Well, wait till you get to be my age.
Right.
Well, and
I'm worried about when I get older.
Well, and if you don't do too much activity, like our friend Bob, he's going to be really hurting when he starts training. It's going to be ugly.
Oh yeah.
So you finished third, which also earned you, not only are you, third at the national tournament or the national heptathlon, but you also earned All-American honors. How does that work, and have you won that one before?
So All-American just means you finished in the top eight of the nation. So really I could have been first place or eighth place and I still would have been All-American. It's just that special award for being able to compete at that top level and being in the top eight. And it's just really special, like between athletes. Like a lot of times when we're talking about someone who was good in the past, we'll be like, hey, he was an All-American, instead of he was, a fourth place finisher at the national meet. So I was able to attain All-American status last year when I finished fourth in the decathlon. And it's just kind of a special award. It's interesting. It's one of those things that really only ties in to the athletes themselves. It just shows that you finished in the top eight of the nation.
Sure, but it can't hurt at the bar. You're talking to the ladies. Hey, I'm an All-American.
Oh yeah. And see, now I can say I'm two-time All-American. So
there you go. There you go. Yeah, it works. Probably works as well as when I tell them, yeah, I host Rogue Talk.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah. It doesn't even work with my wife. She's like, yeah, so what?
Well. See, that's the problem, is not a whole lot of people care about track and field, so that's where my problem lies.
Well, we care about it here. I mean, you're one of my only second-time guests, so, we gotta give you some love here. So
right. Well, I really appreciate it.
Well, absolutely. Now, the next thing I got to get from you is when you're in town, I need to get you on the radio doing some color announcing with me. That's what I really need.
Oh, sure. That'd be great fun.
Yeah, so if you're in town for any of the baseball or softball games, you come and see me. We'll get you on the air again, because it's a lot of fun.
Well, I will. Well, I'm actually going to be in Medford tomorrow. My roommate, David Murphy, is golfing over at Eagle Point, and he has his first golf tournament for the season. So I'm going to watch him since I have the weekend off, actually.
Ah, that's right. And I was reading his brother has been competing as well. So, in fact, I think when we talked last, we talked about getting one or both of them onto the show. We still haven't done that, so we'll have to try and make that happen, too. You know, they're both a couple of really, really great golfers. And in fact, we've talked about them here on Rogue Talk whenever, like at the end of last season, they were both doing really well. And we were kind of talking about some of the things they had done. So yeah, well, that's great. And it's great that you're, you know, supporting him that way. And,
right. So, and it's really great. I mean, cause he's my roommate. And then one of my other roommates is also on the track team with me. And it's so great, you know, to be in competition with each other. You know, we're always there supporting, you know, each other as much as we can. You know, I remember before the national meet, I mean, I got calls and texts from both of them, you know, wishing me good luck. But it's also great fun to come home and be like, hey, well, I finished this. And he's like, well, I finished this. So, you know, that friendly competition, that roommate competition is always there, and it always pushes you to be better. And it's also nice living with athletes, you know, as well, because it keeps you, you know, it keeps you motivated. It keeps you clean, keeps you ready to compete, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and if he's feeling the motivation of you coming home with a, you know, third place finish at the Nationals, he should win this tournament this weekend. It's in his home area, and he's got you pushing him. I mean, it's all set up for him to win it, I think.
Oh, right. Well, I don't expect anything less from him. I told him not to come back unless he has a top three finish.
Yeah, tell him you're just going to leave him in Medford. If he can't get a top three, he's not coming home. That's it.
Exactly.
Well, you let him know we're pulling for him here. And so, so looking forward to the rest of the season, what kind of goals have you set for yourself for the spring season and maybe even beyond that?
For the spring season, my number one goal, I think, always is to stay healthy. You know, you can't compete well if you're not healthy. And track is huge in that, is that injuries really cause big deficits. You know, you just can't physically compete your best if you're not healthy. So that's my number one. And number two, I'd really like to go to nationals again. That's always a big accomplishment. But I'd also, you know, I'd like to set the school record this year in the decathlon. And break that 7,000-point barrier. I think that'd be a big step, but a really good step, a step that I'm capable of. And I'd also like to maybe break some more school records in some open events. Like, I have the school record right now in the 110-meter hurdles, but I'd like to increase on that. And I'd also like to grab the school record in the pole vault as well. And also, I'd like to qualify for nationals in some open events as well. Last year, I qualified in pole vault and the 110 hurdles. You know, individually, and I did compete in the pole vault individually last year, but I'd like to qualify for more. You know, it's just always I'm just always pushing myself to be, you know, be better than the last year. You know, last year I qualified for nationals in three events technically. You know, this year I'd like to do four or five. And but in reality, I just want to keep breaking my PRs, and I just want to keep competing to the best of my ability, you know, whatever that is.
Sure. Now, which year are you in? How many years do you have left in your collegiate career?
So after this year, I have one left. So this is technically my junior year.
That's great. And then, of course, to be competing collegiately, you're also going to school. So do you know what you're going to be majoring or already majoring in? I know some people don't pick until their senior year, so I don't want to put you on the spot. But have you already thought about what your major is going to be?
Yeah, so I'm majoring right now in small business management and entrepreneurship. I'm also taking a minor in international business, and I'd like to use that maybe to own my own business at one point in time. I've written a business plan for a helicopter agriculture business, but really there's just a lot of room for me there with that degree. There's a lot of things I can do, so I'm not going to limit myself to one thing. But yeah, school is a really big part right now. You know, the more time you spend in school, the more you realize you just want to be done. You know, the more you want to be in the real world making money. I mean, I'm enjoying my time at college and competing. It's great, but, you know, I'm getting to that point to where I think I'm about ready to get that, you know, my career started and stuff. But yeah, other than that.
Yeah, well, I think that sounds like a great plan, and it sounds like you really got something you're working toward. And so, was there anything I missed about this whole latest endeavor? Did I miss any of the good stories that you had going to this national tournament or national meet?
You know, I'm trying to think, but I don't think so. I think we've covered everything.
So we got it covered. Well, you got two more guys you need to pick off here. So keep that training going. Don't let those several feet of snow over there in Klamath Falls deter you, because I went over and did a couple of games over there, and I tell you what, it takes a whole different type of person to live winters in Klamath Falls. So I feel for you.
Yeah, well, I think the weather's going to start getting better now. We're going to get some good training outside and hopefully improve on those marks, and we'll see what happens in the spring.
Yep, well, we'll be following along, and I'm sure we'll have you back when you win that NAIA title, mm-hmm. but either this year or next year. I'm counting on it.
Oh, okay, well, you know what? I'll try my best.
Well, I know you will, and I don't know if anyone listening remembers when I had Seth on the first time, we had a little play of his game-winning catch from back in high school. Of course, it wasn't a real play-by-play because we weren't doing the games on the radio at that time, but it was a lot of fun because I was up in the booth that night, and we just enjoy having Seth here on Rogue Talk. So, Seth, I wanted to thank you for coming back today and wish you the best of luck going forward, and like I said, I know we'll have you back soon.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I really appreciate you taking your time and having me on. It's always great.
You betcha, and we will put this show up on the website so all Assess friends and family can laugh at how bad he was. I mean, how great he was today. And and I thank you once again, Seth. Thanks for joining me. Ladies and gentlemen, Seth Gretz.
Well, thanks, Jeff.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And once again, that was Seth Gretz, and he competes for OIT over in Klamath Falls, and he's heading into his spring track season with a third place finish at the Indoor Nationals in the heptathlon. So we're expecting more great things from Seth. And of course, he mentioned, you know, is the Murphy brothers that both play golf, and he's roommates with one of the brothers. And now I'm forgetting which one. I apologize. I think it's David, but I probably got that wrong. But anyhow, we will try and get one or both of them on the show very soon. They're a couple of excellent golfers. One of them's at Oregon State, and the other one at OIT. So. A lot of great athletes coming from this Rogue River area are doing great things, and we like to salute them here on Rogue Talk. So we'll keep in touch with them. And so I'm going to take a break here, and when we come back, I got a whole bunch of things to promote. And once again, if you want to call the show, I got free Rogue Express for two more callers if they call in. And we're going to change the number up on you here now. I disconnected from my multi-line system, so we're going to go with the old number, 541-299-0498, 541-299-0498. And so if you'd like to call in, I got some free Rogue Express for you. And I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back with all of the events that have happened and that are coming up around Rogue River. Don't go away.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A White House official says President Trump is choosing Dr. Scott Gottlieb to head the Food and Drug Administration. Gottlieb is a conservative pundit and former practicing doctor with ties to the pharmaceutical industry. He'd set out to achieve Mr. Trump's goal of cutting red tape at the FDA, which regulates everything from pharmaceuticals to seafood to electronic cigarettes. Trump has called the FDA's drug approval process slow and burdensome. A senior New York City official says Russia's ambassador to the United Nations died last month from a heart attack and no foul play was suspected. The official was briefed by the medical examiner's office, which had said earlier today that it couldn't publicly release the cause and manner of death for Ambassador Vitaly Churkin. He died suddenly last month after collapsing in his office. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 45 points, the NASDAQ rose 23. More at SRN News.
Keeping you informed. giving you the good news. You're listening to 94.3 The Bridge, your hometown voice.
Oh, I wish there was a way to find out what events are going on in Rogue River.
There is.
There is?
Yeah, the website for 94.3 The Bridge.
They have Rogue River events on their website?
Yeah, for Gold Hill, Weimar, and Grants Pass, too. You can even submit your own event for everyone in town to see. And if it's on the website, they automatically talk about it on the radio, too.
That's awesome. What's the address to this site?
It's 943thebridge.com.
N-I-N...
No. Just type the numbers. 943thebridge.com.
Oh, 943thebridge.com. Hey, look, they have the latest local news on there, too.
They have everything on there. 943thebridge.com.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Dennis Crowley. A federal control board overseeing Puerto Rico's finances has rejected the fiscal plan of the governor of the island. The board says the plan submitted by Governor Ricardo Rosello is unrealistic and too optimistic. The governor says his administration is willing to meet with board members to talk about disagreements, but he says he will not support a plan that contains erroneous information. Beverage Marketing Corporation says bottled water has taken the lead over soda as the number one drink in the U.S. by sales volume last year. The industry tracker says bottled water has been enjoying growth for years, while sales of traditional sodas have declined. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 2 points. With business, I'm Dan.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk, and we changed things around today, so our final segment will be more like our first segment normally is, and I wanted to thank Pastor Gigline and Seth Gretz both for joining me on today's show. And if you missed the beginning of the show, we've got a contest running. You can go to 943thebridge.com and click on the link right on the homepage if you want to get in on a chance to win a $50 gift card to Tarasco's Mexican restaurant. It's our bracket challenge. Of course, the bracket for the NCAA tournament comes out Sunday night, and you'll have between Sunday night and Wednesday or Thursday morning to get a bracket turned in. The instructions are, it's all pretty easy to do. We were talking about it before. You sign up for an account and you join the group 94.3 The Bridge. And we've already got a handful of people signed up. They haven't picked their brackets yet. Obviously, you won't be able to pick your bracket until the teams are announced, but you can sign up whenever you would like to do that. You can also do that by downloading the app on your phone. So let's get to, we've got quite a few things in the community I wanted to talk about. First off, the city is getting close to naming the new public works director after city engineer and public works director. And I'm going to struggle with your name, John. I get this wrong every time. John Krozik. I hope I'm getting that close to right. He's stepping down after more than 7 years serving as the city engineer and public works director. And we're very close to having our new public works director. That one's a mouthful. We should have an announcement in the next couple of weeks. They're just finalizing the details of the contract and getting all the legal stuff out of the way. And so hopefully in the next week or two, we'll be letting you know who the new public works director will be for the city of Rogue River. And that's the only local story I've got. Let's move over to local sports. Danny Herrinks won the 275-pound wrestling title at the middle school regional tournament. He pinned both of his opponents in that tournament, and tomorrow he will be heading to Woodbury, tomorrow to compete in the state tournament. So we want to give a big shout out to Danny for that first place finish at the regional tournament and wish him some good luck at the state tournament tomorrow in Woodburn. So go get him, Danny. And another sports story, the 2017 Mail Tribune All-Star Basketball Classic is coming up on March 18th. The girls' game will be at 6 o'clock, 7:30 for the boys' game, and Rogue River will have two representatives, one for each team, Aaron Hansen on the boys' team and Jesse Langfield for the girls' team. Now, there is a way you can go and vote for the starters for that game, so we'd love for you to get out there and vote for the two Rogue River kids, Aaron and Jesse. I will put a link in the, when I put up the show for streaming and download, when that post goes up, I will put a link in that post to link to the survey where you can vote who you want to be a starter for that game. Or go to Facebook, go to the Rogue Talk page, and there's a post there on the Rogue Talk page giving you the link so you can vote. So get on there, vote for Aaron, and vote for Jesse. Let's get those Rogue River kids to be as starters. It's sometimes hard for the smaller schools to get a starter. We just don't have as many people voting for our kids because the bigger Medford area, you know, a lot more voters to pool from. But let's share that. Go on to my Facebook, onto the Rogue Talk Facebook page, and share that post out to all your friends. Let's get those Rogue River kids as starters this year. That would be a great, great accomplishment. And we wanted to salute both Aaron and Jesse for making it onto this year's All-Star team. So once again, that event is March 18th that'll be at Kids Unlimited in Medford. So if you can make it out there to support those two wonderful athletes from Rogue River, it'd be great if you could get out and do that. Also coming up, our first broadcast of the baseball and softball season will be next Tuesday at 4:30, and that will be the baseball team, and they will be taking on Riddle Days Creek. So I guess Riddle and Days Creek pooling together to make a team this year. And so that'll be here at Mike Umscheid Field at Rogue River High School. And that game kicks off at 4:30, or first pitch 4:30. And then we'll be on the air again on Friday at 4:30. And that'll be softball action, also coming to you from Rogue River High School. And that's at Bulldog Field. And they will be hosting Gold Beach on Friday. So first two games of the year for us here on 94.3 The Bridge, Tuesday and Friday, both at 4:30. So tune in and listen to some great Chieftain action. Now, also coming up this Tuesday, getting out of the sports now, the Rogue River Elementary School Lego Night. That will be from 6 to 7 at Rogue River Elementary School. I don't have any more details on that, but what I do know is there's another way that you can support this Lego night and support the PTA. This is a PTA event, of course. If you go to Abby's that same night, anytime between 4 and 8 p.m., and mention the Rogue River Elementary School PTA, all of the proceeds will go to the Rogue River Elementary School PTA. So it's a great thing Abby's is doing to support our PTA. So make your dinner plans now, Tuesday night. Get over to Abby's, get some pizza, have dinner, then head over to Lego Night at the elementary school from 6 to 7. So now let's move over to the high school. Now, this is one that I'm very familiar with because the Rogue Talk mascot is involved in this. The Rogue River Chieftain Booster Club first annual air band competition and community date night. So this is the poster had to be extra long just to get the whole title on there. So, and I'm just going to roll this poster up and I'm going to read right from it here so we make sure we get all the details. Have a date night and watch the wonderful classes at Rogue River High School compete against each other in the first annual Chieftain Booster Club Air Band Competition. Our Chieftain Booster Club will be serving an amazing Mexican-themed dinner, and childcare will be provided. There'll be raffle prizes, drawings, and the tickets, $5 per person to enter, $10 per person for the event and for dinner, or you can buy a $25 family package that includes the show, dinner, and childcare for the entire family. So bring the whole family, put the little ones over into the childcare area, and have a great Mexican dinner, and then enjoy some amazing air bands. And the word on the street is the teachers and the staff are putting together their own air band to be part of this competition. And I've gotten a few of the details of what they're working on, and it sounds pretty epic. And of course, the Rogue Talk mascot, he's a sophomore this year, so he'll be competing with the sophomore class. And I think those teachers are going to give them a run for their money. But it sounds like a really, really great event. And that is going to be Thursday at 6 p.m. in the gym, James Martin Court at Rogue River High School. That once again, that's this Thursday at 6 p.m., the first annual air band competition put on by the Rogue River Chieftain Booster Club. So get out there, and and also community date night. So, you know, grab your loved one, head on over, grab the whole family, have some great Mexican food, and probably some pretty epic music, too. Now, the last thing on my agenda here, and this is a group, of course, I'm always happy to support here on Rogue Talk, and that's the Rogue River Arden Ensemble, and that is the drama group at the Rogue River Junior Senior High School. And the junior high kids, or the middle school kids that are involved in the Arden Ensemble, are putting on their own show this weekend, tonight and tomorrow night. Doors will open at 6:30. Showtime will be at 7, and this will be in the Student Center at the Rogue River Junior Senior High School. And the play that they are doing is a murder comedy, And Then There Was One. And I'm sure a lot of you are very familiar with that story. I've seen that play. It's a lot of fun, and these kids have been working really, really hard. And, you know, and of course, with the great instruction that they get there at the junior senior high school, you know, this is going to be a really fun show. General admission is $4. Seniors and students will be $3. And once again, that'll be tonight and tomorrow night. So only two shows. Got to get out there and get it this weekend. And the doors open at 6:30. The show will start at 7. And Then There Was One is the show. And, of course, that's a murder comedy, and those words don't normally go together, but when you see this show, you'll completely understand. It should be a fun, fun night, so get out there tonight, and if you can't make it tonight, get out there tomorrow night and support the Arden Ensemble at Rogue River Junior Senior High School. So those are all the events that I have to promote today, and I want to remind you, if you ever have anything you want promoted on Rogue Talk, you can contact me at feedback@943thebridge.com and put Rogue Talk on the subject line, and that email will get right to me. So if you have an event, or you have maybe someone in the community that's doing something of note and you want to get them noticed on Rogue Talk, we'd love to take care of that for you here. And also, we're always looking for underwriters, and I will be pursuing that a little more actively now that my schedule's been adjusted so that I can devote some more time to the radio. And that's all we're going to have for you today. I want to thank Seth and Pastor Gigline once again for joining me today, and I want to let you all know, be good to one another, because Rogue Talk is over.
You've been listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
Listen to Rogue Talk with Jeff Smith, Fridays at 3 p.m. right here on Rogue River's Hometown Voice.
94.3 The Bridge.
Or on demand at 943thebridge.com.